Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be joyous. I'm still on that love. Last night I listened to a teaching that just blew my hair back about Jacob, and I didn't know Jacob was kind of like a cunning man. Like, he's one of the pillars of the Jewish religion and of our forefathers, honestly. And it just blows my mind that he was, you know, kind of devious. He wasn't like this upright guy, and God chose him. And it talks about the grace of God and that loving disposition and the undeserved favor, how he just chooses you to be a son of God. And there's nothing you can do that can change that. And it just blesses me, because it talks about, blessed be the man whose God is the God of Jacob. I mean, Jacob was cunning, man. He did some things. Like, for instance, he lied. He lied a lot. And yet God chose him. God is the God of grace, and He chose you before the foundations of the world. You can never forget that. Nothing you can do can change your position. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're born again, you're born new, you are sired of God, you have the Holy Spirit. There's no change in that. You are righteous the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. But anyways, this morning I was reading, and I'm still going over that love thing, and I want to share a couple verses. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, this is the first time love is used, and the first usage is always very important. It says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." To be and become the children of God, you got to love. And you have to love your neighbor. I just love, like, love your enemies. It doesn't say love your best friends. It doesn't say love your brethren. The first usage is love your enemies. God also sends the rain and sends the sun on the evil and the good, the just and the unjust. It's everyone. And I take a lot of comfort in that as well, because God is our God, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do things, and you're going to not, I mean, like I said, I've been going through this not loving people thing and being super judgmental, but our God is the God of grace. He loves you. You can make mistakes over and over and over again. He's not going anywhere. Verse 46, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans or the tax collectors the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans or the tax collectors so? But be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father." God is perfect, and that perfectness comes through love. You gotta love one another. I've been, like I said, I've been going through this thing. I used to pray for people, and that kind of went away. But now I'm walking in and just saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you," because that's the only thing I can think of that's gonna change my mind when I walk into a room. And the wild thing is, I mean, there's been several things that have happened lately when I started to do that. It was like I go in a defensive mode when I walk into, like, a restaurant. And this just happened. I was in this restaurant. I'm in this defensive mode. I start working and changing my mind. I love this person. I love this person. I love this person. And it's like the minute I let my walls down, the minute I started seeing the love that was in that room, people started coming up to me. It was the weirdest thing. You got to love like your heavenly Father loves. We are the children chosen to do so. And you can renew and renovate your mind to do it. You just have to choose and actively work on that. You got to put God's word in your mind and do it. Act on it. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to verse 13 in 1 Corinthians, it says, or actually verse 8, "Charity or love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be of tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought or reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. When I was a child, I think as a child. We are sons of God. Think on love. Think on the things that matter in this life and change your mind to it. Finally, verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, or the expectation of future good, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. You would think it would be faith. You would think it was have faith in God, but it's not. It's loving. You have to love one another. You got to put that in your mind. Well, at least I do. But it's just a principle of God. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything you do. I thank you for the teaching last night, how much of a blessing that was for me. I pray for our country and everything that's coming up, that that is just, you know, honest, and that everything goes out the way it's supposed to go out. I thank you again for setting up authorities and setting up everything that you set up. I pray again for my family, and I thank you for their safety and their health and the safety of our business and the health of our business as well. I pray for each and every person that we work with, and I just ask you for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.